Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of October 18th through the 25th. And it's a very active week ahead. A lot of personal planetary energy is jazzing up, giving us the jazz hands. We're going to have Mercury, so that's going to bring a lot of information, news, offers, talks, and meetings. It can be about sales. It can be about transportation. It can be about siblings. It can be writing and agreements. And, it's got a lot going on, right? And it's active a couple days in this week ahead. We've got the sun moving into a new sign where it's going to kick off a 30-day cycle. It will put a spotlight on us personally and physically, or just to get involved, show up and do stuff regarding the area that it is for each one of our signs. It's also going to come into an opposition with Uranus. Oh, yes, it is. And it's going to be surprising, shocking, or some kind of sudden change involving you and another person based on that energy. We also have Venus retrograde, quite active as well, trying to get us to slow down and go back into the past and, look at old love interests or income situations or what's going on with women or beauty themes and make choices. Do we revive? Do we rekindle? Do we release? Do we rework? Think re. so we've got that active. And then we're building to a full moon in this week ahead. There's usually just one of those per month, and this one is in Taurus, and so that's when things come to a head. It's when we're going to either see some celebratory moments and achievements and breakthroughs, or we are wrapping up projects or ending situations. You tend to be a little bit more emotional, so as the days lead up to it, people might respond more emotionally. Things are kind of, charging up, amping up. And as this, interestingly enough, as this full moon comes into its peak play, it will also, a full moon is the moon and the sun opposite each other, so this will also put Venus retrograde, opposite the moon in this full moon. And so, something's tied in with that ongoing or past love, income, female beauty scenario as part of what is culminating. So let's start looking at it. I'm going to give you guys the standout days and how it impacts your sign, just so you guys have a heads up. All of this stuff, all of it except the full moon, everything that Mercury's doing, the sun in the new position, activating the opposition to Uranus, the Venus retrograde, all of this is playing out in the sign Scorpio. So I'm sure you Scorpios are having quite, a couple weeks here that are standing out in your life, a lot more going on because there's just so much personal energy activated there. But for every sign, this plays out in a certain area of life. And the full moon is opposite this, as I just mentioned, and so that's in Taurus. And so, it's just a lot across that axis. And that axis is definitely about, shared scenarios, what we value, what's going on in our monetary, financial scenarios, what's going on with our love, intimacy realm, life and death scenarios, divorces, things that are buried deeply, power, jealousy, control, manipulation. Those things are Scorpio themes. Taurus is more about, personal income, possessions, purchases, products. So this is really the general focus for everybody with a lot happening there in this week ahead. And then, like I said, every sign it'll play out a little different. So for Aries, we are looking at Friday the 19th and Monday the 22nd for your Mercury energy here. So those are your days when you're going to hear the news or offer coming in, or you're going to get into the talks or meetings or look at agreements or sales or writing or interviews. Or it can be about short trips and local activities going on focused on these financial or sexual interests, or what's going on with the death, the birth, the divorce, or the third-party situations. Now, this energy looks really good both days. However, on Friday the 19th, there is a square to Mars as part of it. There's going to be a couple aspects with Mercury that day. So it is whatever happens with this on Friday, it will push you to take action or to react to something, and most likely this plays out online or with a group or gathering or friend or associate, or maybe in the pursuit of your aspirations. So there is a little bit of frictional energy there, but overall, this looks like, you know, opportunity in the play here for this stuff. On Tuesday the 23rd, the sun moves into Scorpio, so this starts to put the spotlight for Aries on you guys showing up and starting to have the next 30 days be more physically sexual or about what's going on in your body reproductively or how you're showing up and getting involved with a divorce or a death or any of those financial needs, you know, the insurance, the taxes, the alimony, the loans, the bankruptcy, the inheritance, whatever the big financial topic might be. And on Tuesday the 23rd, this runs into that opposition with Uranus. So now you're one-on-one with somebody, something sudden or shocking or surprising or exciting, definitely probably unexpected coming from this other person, and involves your income or their income or something going on with your possessions, your purchases, or your products in that story. So as you're showing up, we've got this kind of, you know, wild card energy in the day. And then between Tuesday and Wednesday, the 23rd and 24th, we're going to have Venus retrograde forming a really lovely opportunity alignment to Saturn. So this opens the door and allows you with Venus retrograde to evolve that story that has to do with either letting go of something that is income or love or female or beauty related, or going back and rekindling something from the past, or reworking that ongoing scenario through Scorpio themes, through how you're dealing with, you know, the bigger financial needs, the sexual, you know, divorce, death, birth, third-party situations. And the door to Saturn here is about helping you guys cement something solidly or deal with structures that can support you, or reaching out to some higher-up type person that might be in the mix and helpful, something about career or personal goals or your reputation. So definitely make that a day to kind of aim high and deal with solid positive endings or long-term commitments or ambitions in the mix. Then by Wednesday the 24th, that full moon in Taurus culminates, bringing this stuff to a head with income, purchases, products, or possessions for Aries. So you guys are either ending something, wrapping it up, you know, if there's just maybe not the whole thing, maybe just a project you've been involved in there, maybe celebrating where you are in this situation or achieving your goals. So there you have it. For Taurus, this may be like an incredibly powerful week for you guys because all the Scorpio energy is playing out opposite you, so it means it's really focused on relationships for you guys. This can be romantic partners, business partners, your clients, your specialists, your agent, your attorney. It can be competitors or opponents. It can be advocates. So a lot of one-on-one important flow in this week ahead. And then that full moon is in your sign. So it's really the balance between what's going on with these other key people and what's happening for you or about you with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or something that you're pursuing. So with Mercury helping you guys get into talks or meetings or hear offers or news coming in about it, or any writing or agreements or sales or short trips that might be involved with these relationships, these are really standing out on Friday the 19th and Monday the 22nd. There's really good energy on both days. However, on Friday the 19th, there is also a square with Mars there. So there's something kind of frictional about your goals or an authority figure or the career needs. So whether that's motivating you guys to do more and you're having to dive in and just really, you know, stir up a lot of activity, or if there's some kind of frustration or some obstacle or challenge you're trying to overcome, just definitely would be kind of focused in on personal goals or career or maybe reputation or fame or something with that authority figure. As far as the sun moving into Scorpio, this starts on Tuesday the 23rd. Definitely Taurus, I mean, it just kicks it up one more notch where you're really going to be showing up over these next 30 days one-on-one. So you're either physically in there with that partner, you know, or in there with the client or in there with the specialist or the representative or competitor, or you are making it about your needs. So it might be these people are key to what's going on with your image or brand or name or title or you know, some personal desire that you have. And as this kind of, you know, kicks into play starting on Tuesday, it will come into that opposition with Uranus right off the bat. So Tuesday, there can be that kind of sudden shocking change or surprise and excitement coming through the dynamic between you and this one other person. So, you know, I kind of think the Taurus is maybe the ones, you know, doing this. So in this particular situation, so, you know, I don't know, but there can be that kind of, you know, shake up sudden moment where you're diving in and needing to jump into something going on that brings you into the mix with this other key individual. Venus retrograde is active Tuesday and Wednesday, the 23rd and 24th. And so those 2 days also very much allowing the Tauruses to either let go of the past or ongoing situation or to go back and rekindle something or to rework either one of those scenarios, again, with partners, clients, specialist agents, attorneys, competitors, any relationships over Venus themes, over love or income or women or beauty. And this is an opportunity alignment here to Saturn. So there is something cementing, something solid, something supportive, and it could come through endings or long-term commitments or responsibilities or ambitions. It's more, you know, serious, I guess, but in a good way. This is linking whatever is happening here, either to travel or something going on at a distance, to beliefs or religion or politics, to education, media, marketing, publishing, legal matters, or ceremonies of some type. And so there you are with that really picking up on those 2 days. And then Wednesday the 24th is the full moon in your sign, so you are reaching some kind of apex on that day for your year. It can really kind of define certain endings that are going on with you. So if something's been going on in the body or with your image or brand, you might be done with that, or your name or title. Or you could be having a breakthrough, having something, you know, really bring some recognition or attention to you on this day, or some celebration that's going on that is personal or physical to you. I should say for all the signs, this full moon is peaking by 12:45 p.m. Eastern. And so, you know, definitely is something that may be experienced in the buildup on Tuesday, the day before. And then, you know, as for each sign as well, then this is opposite the Venus retrograde. So again, whatever is culminating for Taurus on this day on a personal or physical level is also tied in with this key relationship and what's been happening with that. All right, for Gemini, you know, all of this Scorpio energy that's super duper active in the week ahead is about your work or health. Or, you know, what you're focusing on work or health-wise, or it can have something to do with animals, coworkers, hired help, or paperwork. And then the culminating full moon is playing out in your mystical, magical, sometimes delusional 12th house, and this covers everything from spiritual matters, romantic, karmic, past life matters, artistic pursuits, anything with institutions, anything with, wow, they're going to cut me. Now, how is that possible? They're going to end the show in a minute. Oh, I hate it when this stuff happens. I swear I didn't do it this time, you guys. My God. Okay, well, I'm not going to get through all the signs, obviously. I'll try to get back on. Okay, so, and I just don't have any clue. Let me see if I can, I wonder if la-di-da. 60 seconds. Will I be able to do it? I'm going to doubt it, but I will try. Okie dokie. Let's go edit this. What is going on? Yeah, it won't let me edit anything about the time on it while we're live, you guys. Sorry. I don't understand. This is the second time since I've had the show here that this has happened. Okay. So I will try to come back on and finish up, but if not, listen to the overview, you know. So, yeah, so Gemini, good days for talks or meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews on Friday and Monday. Definitely going to have some active stuff happening on Friday, link to that that might push you. It's Zoe Moon, and I'm sorry the show's so short. Talk to you guys.